Yo, what it do? Sorry we left you without a dope podcast to step to. Back another week in the books, the On Deck TV podcast. Look, man, we're back. It's a brand new year. We're giving you predictions. Animal Brown and myself are going over everything that we think is going to happen in the upcoming 2019 year, as only we can here at the On Deck TV podcast. Always remember to go to realvillemedia.com and check out all the rest of the podcast on the network.
Absolutely, man. All the rest include FSP, Full Sport Press. That's every Monday. Shout out Big Jeff. Shout out J-Hove and Howeezy. All right, check them out. Don't forget Fresh for Dummies podcast. All right, new episodes every 1st and 15th. We took the new year off. We'll be back for the 15th. Don't worry about it. And shout out to the ladies room up top holding us down, Rizzo and Anne Marie. But let's not waste no time. Let's get to this episode. What it do, what the business is.
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your brand, Animal Brown, a.k.a. the Husky Vegan.
Holler at your black.
A.k.a. Yam Cassell.
Are you bringing the A.k.a.s back?
Absolutely.
Yam Cassell and you thought that was heat?
And I'm not done. A.k.a. Blueberry Bonds. Two for two, out the gate.
It took you long enough.
I know, I'm back.
It only took like 9 months for you to get more AKAs.
I brought it back for the new year, man. Happy New Year. Shout out to everybody that was hanging in there with us. We've also got our people in the building. It's not just me and you.
Okay.
Shout out my guy, M Extra. Say what's up to the people, fam.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Twin Twin Twin.
That's my guy right there, man. We're going to be throwing to him when it comes to this music stuff, man. You got some music selections for us today, and you're going to let us know what music is dropping soon, correct?
Playing.
A whole lot of heat coming your way for these slaw selections. If they
come, be prepared. What did you have on deck for the holiday, Lou?
Slow Motion, man. Brought in the new year, had a nice little dinner. Shout out to BQE down here in Atlanta. Got to have fun.
Okay.
What I do for Christmas?
Yeah,
I went home
do?
And got to see the family for Christmas. Shout out to the Ville.
Cashville. Anything else?
That was it.
Sounds
man.
Pretty uneventful.
Yeah, that's how I like to keep it.
All right.
What did you have up?
Same old, same old. Like, went to the Ville for
Christmas.
I was
uneventful.
Yeah, absolutely. New Year's, went to the movies because I'm washed.
Yeah.
Went to go see Bumblebee. It was all right.
Is that what you did on New Year's?
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's nasty.
I took a shot of, went home, and at midnight, I took a shot of, what's Drake drink? Virginia Black.
You took a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, is that what that is?
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell I don't drink.
That's nasty.
Clearly.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
But I had fun. That's all that mattered. But most importantly, we are back. I hope everyone checked out the 12 Days of Christmas album reviews that we did over the holiday. Y'all be sure to go binge listen to those if you missed them. But we got a lot to talk about right now.
Yep. Let us know what your favorite one was of the 12 Days of Christmas in the rap chat on Facebook. If you've been away, it's been cracking while we were away. So go check up and catch up.
Absolutely.
And also join the conversation, man. Yep. A lot to get to.
All right. Let's get to it, man. First things first. The docuseries heard around the world,
man.
Surviving R. Kelly debuted last week.
Did you hear that collective sigh from the listeners? Because they so tired of hearing about this.
They can't wait to hear what we got to say about it, I know. The 6-part series chronicling the allegations of the Pied Piper stem from physical abuse and pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, several hip-hop artists chimed in on the matter. Meek Mill, 6 Black, Vince Staples, and several others commented.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no one really came to his aid, right, from the hip-hop community.
I hope not.
Considering Kelly has done songs with countless rappers as recently as a couple of years ago, are you surprised at the response or lack thereof from hip-hop?
No, I'm not surprised at the lack of anything. I think actually it was too much response, especially with the allegations being out there, and we already knew all of this stuff. I don't think that
we didn't know all of it. You knew all of it?
Okay, hold on. Let me context that by saying I didn't watch it. I ain't watched 1 second of it.
Okay, so you shouldn't even talk about it.
You wanted to talk about this. I didn't. But with that being said, I did see the backlash from it, and I just think the conversation, it centered around stuff that we already knew. There may have been new information in the documentary. Like I said, I didn't watch it. I'm not sure. But I think the consensus everywhere before this was R. Kelly is disgusting, R. Kelly is nasty, get R. Kelly out of here. I think everybody was saying that, so I just think my discontent with the whole documentary and the backlash on social media and all the social justice warriors. I mean, I just didn't see where the new information was. Now, if we were having a conversation about what we'd do to stop this, or if we're having a conversation about, hey, this is a culture that runs rampant in music and hip hop and the culture, and these are some things that we could do to be aware to stop this. If I had had artists having conversations about stuff like that, as opposed to, oh, we're canceling R. Kelly, oh, we can't listen to his music anymore, man, that's been the narrative for 3 years. Everybody want to hop on IG with their hot takes and what they would have did, and they listen to the lyrics. And that conversation, to me, in my personal opinion, is old. If we can have a conversation about, okay, all these people were affected and their stories were sad, and I definitely empathize with those people, we should have conversations about how to fix that.
I'm going to say this. To be clear, a large group of people have canceled R. Kelly a long time ago.
Yes.
But there are a gang of artists who have been right next to him as recently as 3 years ago.
Who?
Yo Boy 2 Chainz. He did a song with them. Okay, yeah. Explain himself. Little Wayne.
What was the song?
I didn't listen to that. Who? I don't know. Why would I listen to R. Kelly and 2 Chainz? Little Wayne, Snoop Dogg, The Game. A lot of people have been next to him very recently. And if you take Snoop and Game, for example, those are two of the more outspoken voices in hip hop. Are they not?
Right.
You go on their Instagram and their Twitter, they haven't mentioned a thing about this R. Kelly shit. And I'm thinking it's because they're trying to stay as far away as possible, and they don't want to get caught up in the flames, because they just did songs with him since the tape came out, since the Aaliyah news has happened. So I'm curious as to why they're low-key, and I'm surprised that no one has actually been like, yo, Snoop, what you think about this? Like, no one has said that. And he's normally the loudest hip-hop person on Twitter.
Well, I think, let's be honest here. It's the bag. Like, the main reason all of these people came out now to do the documentary. Dream Hampton she was an executive producer on the film. She's been talking about R. Kelly for 20 years.
Okay, so she's consistent with it.
She's consistent with it, but I think it seems to me like it's more of a personal vendetta, because, like I said, when she had the Vibe interview, all of this information was in the forged documents. That was in 94, 95, December.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that happened. So with all of that being said, I can't see Snoop Dogg coming out and saying anything, 2 Chainz or any of those people, because, like you said, they knew. But it was about the bag for them, just like it's about the bag for those people who are on that documentary. It was about the bag for those people who never said anything when all of this was going on. R. Kelly had all of this going on, and nobody ever said anything until 20 years later on this doc. Nobody went to the police. Nobody was like, all right, let's go whoop R. Kelly ass. I ain't never heard of R. Kelly getting beat up. I ain't never heard of nobody threatening his life in it. This nigga from Chicago, that's a rough city. All of this shit going on, he a legend and this and that. Ain't nobody ever jumped to him. I don't expect 2 Chainz and Snoop to.
Well,
please chime in.
We can tell that you didn't watch the documentary if you
clearly
by your statement.
I'm not watching.
And for the record, 2 Chainz did a song with R. Kelly 2013, 2014 called "My Story" off the R. Kelly album.
I was on R. Kelly album. R. Kelly paid him good for it. R. Kelly paid him good for it. 2 Chainz weren't turning that down.
And you're excusing this, for the record. Spike Lewis is excusing this behavior.
I'm not excusing this. I'm saying it's consistent with the story. Everybody involved in this story was worried about the money. The parents, Sparkle, Aaliyah's parents, Aaliyah, everybody was looking at R. Kelly like that bag. And I'm not saying he has an excuse to manipulate children because of that. I'm saying it's been too long for people to sit on this, and now we all like, oh man, this is messed up. R. Kelly's nasty.
I think Master P had the funniest response, though.
Of course you listen course to you Master P.
He's my guy. That's Unk. That's Big Unk.
I seen them ugly ass shoes, and I couldn't even click on that.
We're not going to speak on the shoes that he had on. Mm. We're just going to talk about what he said.
Yeah. They were terrible. Them is high-end luxury sneakers.
We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about his response to R. Kelly. He honed in on the parents, and he said if this was really happening and really going on, then you would not be going to Lifetime to get your daughter back. You would be outside of the studio, and they was in, since you didn't watch it, two of the parents were outside of the studio where they were told that their daughter was at, and they were throwing rocks at the window on the top
throwing
level.
Rocks?
Yes, because they couldn't get in.
My daughter is in a room with R. Kelly. Ain't no rocks. I got bullets and pistols, straps, guns. My homies, my brothers, my uncles, we all coming up there for R. Kelly. If my daughter's like in a cult, she can't leave. Nah, I ain't throwing no rocks at the window. I'm glad I ain't watching for that.
Can you still listen to R. Kelly music?
Nah. Meanwhile, R. Kelly
really?
Still...
Nah. Why not?
I mean, I stopped
a long time ago. Would you still listen to it?
I can still listen to
him. He's sick.
Because everything. No, no. When
you ain't sick.
Y'all can't separate the person from the artist?
Yeah, no. You definitely can. You can. No. I can separate the person from the artist. I just don't want to personally support R. Kelly.
No. I deleted all the stuff on my iTunes.
Oh, that's all cute.
Yeah. You ain't doing no Harvey Weinstein productions or nothing like that.
Man, stop.
You canceling all of that.
When that feeling on your booty come in on the club, y'all
Pulp
shaking.
Fiction, yes.
I'm not going to a club. But look, meanwhile, all of this is going on. R. Kelly, you know, he's not independent.
RCA.
Yeah, still signed to RCA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's new.
Out, all right, why they ain't came out with a statement? You want 2 Chainz to talk and you want all of these little people to talk? If somebody's going to do anything about R. Kelly, RCA need to do something. Lifetime ain't saying nothing. They got 1.9 million viewers on their first night, the highest ever in the history of Lifetime.
Cha-ching. I can see that.
I'm just saying, I don't see a reason why, for the question that you asked, a Snoop, a Game, or a 2 Chainz would come out and be like, well, I disagree too. Even John Legend was reaching. Charlamagne was reaching. I don't want to have anything to do with it now, especially since it's Doc on. If I'm famous at all, like, they were fools for even going on there.
Yeah, like, they shouldn't have been on there. So, I will say this. The person behind, I heard a theory before we move on, of the person that was behind all of this. You mentioned Dream Hampton had been kind of on the crusade for the last 2 decades.
Mm-hmm. As she should.
I heard, shout out my guy Broadway. He called me. He said, man, you want to know who behind this?
Yeah.
He said, who is the most famous black person that does not like R. Kelly?
Jay-Z.
Oh. And I said, hold on. I said, what are you talking about? He said, listen.
I'm
Dream.
Mad. I took 4 seconds for that Broadway.
Dream Reach. Hampton worked with Jay on his Decoded book.
Yes, he did.
Jay-Z has been heavily involved in TV as of recently.
Yes.
Jay-Z is powerful, can make phone calls, but he wanted to distance himself from this entire situation.
Okay.
He said that he put the bag up to make that happen. Shout out to Broadway. That was a brilliant theory.
R. Kelly didn't want, I mean, excuse me, Jay-Z didn't want anything to do with this. And
that was to throw the scent off.
He been knowing Dream way before even the Decoded, but she lived across the street from Big or something like that. That's how she even got into all of this. But anyway, with Jay-Z, with that being said about Jay-Z, I just don't think that that's feasible because Dream Hampton been on a vendetta for R. Kelly. And reasonably so. I ain't saying that it's wrong, but reasonably so. She been trying to take him down for 20 years. And I don't think that Jay-Z is going to take time out of his day. Like, he already done with. I don't even want you mentioning R. Kelly to me.
Right.
If I'm Jay-Z after the tour, the unfinished business fiasco, all of that stuff in which they were working with each other, best of both worlds. I just don't think that Jay would even. I ain't touching it at all because it's some funny little stuff with Aaliyah, Jay, R. Kelly.
We're going to keep that moving. I rock with Jay. We're going to keep that moving.
It's some funny
stuff.
What's
your friend's name?
Who that? Broadway.
Yeah, we should call him Mr. Fantastic because he's
stretch. Also, it was a BBC doc that was released as well about R. Kelly.
By who?
British television, BBC doc. Release called Sex, Girls, and Videotapes about R. Kelly that came out 2 years ago. Pretty much the same content. I didn't hear a word.
Yeah, it's because it's on BBC. What channel is BBC on your cable?
Zero. No, because what's the I can't remember.
Exactly. Moving on.
Shit.
Let's talk supergroups.
Uptown Abbey. That's what channel it is. Come on, whatever channel that is.
Uptown Downtown Abbey.
On, Downtown Abbey. See,
this
you know
man
what I was
said Uptown.
Y'all watch out. That's good TV, man.
Uptown
Come
Abbey.
All
teach
right. Y'all about good TV.
Supergroups time, man. Coachella 2019 lineup was announced recently. You may have seen a mysterious group on the bill labeled Gucci Gang performing. A lot of people was like, who the hell is Gucci Gang? What is that? Well, it consists of Lil Pump, Smoke Perp, and Gucci Mane. Okay? Now, same time, Drake and Chris Brown teased a collab album under the name Aubreezy.
Oh, man.
All right? So we got two super groups, possibly. Which one makes the most sense to you?
Neither. Is there a C option? Nah, I go with Gucci Mane, though, just because.
Of course.
Of course. Drake and Chris Brown stand on their own. Ain't no need to collab. We've seen what the collabs did in 2018. I'm not here for the big bad collab like Future. And I don't want to hear any of that anymore. With Gucci Mane, I mean, these three, and Gucci Mane passes prime and the other two suck.
Yeah.
With that being said, wow. Gucci Mane has a good track record of putting people that have been in their position boosting them up.
Right.
So I could see a Gucci Gang group with a catchy little song for the first quarter of the year, because ain't nothing really out. It's real slow. They got to do it now, though. They can't. I don't want to hear this in May and June, and they working on the album.
Yeah,
I don't need a leak. I don't need an IG story. Just drop it And they maybe could get a little wave while it ain't nothing out right now. And I would go with the Gucci Gang group because I don't want to hear any more. Drake and Chris Brown, both of them really can take a year off.
First of all, the day the Gucci Gang album comes out, I'm taking a vacation
Gucci
from
Gang,
rap.
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
I'm going to take a week off. I'm going to say that right now because that's how long it'll take for that to be in and out of everybody's rotation. I have no desire to hear the Gucci Gang album. Now, I'll say this about Aubreezy. Chris Brown and Drake make sense on paper. Those are two A-list pop stars. So it makes a lot of sense, but I'm scared because it makes almost too much sense to where it's probably going to be whack if they try to do it. Think of what other than Watch the Throne worked with two A-listers. Like, that's tough
to
do.
You like Future and Drake?
And Future was an A-lister right there?
Yeah,
for sure.
What? He was bigger than Drake right then.
He was never bigger than Drake.
That was Future whole wave.
Said when no one ever.
The whole album is a Future album with Drake features.
Well, that's true.
That's okay. That doesn't mean he was bigger, though. He just adapted to a
Future's
sound.
Way. Future was hotter at that moment. I ain't saying that he's a bigger artist overall than Drake at that particular moment in time. When that came out, Future was bigger. Hotter. Mm-hmm. I'll say hotter. Yeah, I won't say bigger.
Hotter is fair.
Right, you're right.
Because he was hot. So I'm afraid that that's too much of a layup. And in situations like that, man, people jackball the layup. You can see that coming. People thought R. Kelly and Jay-Z was a dunk. And what happened?
The first album was hard.
It was all right.
It was okay. That's what I'm saying.
The best of both worlds is all right.
But they was on top of their world. They respect the fields at the time. You could say Drake and Chris Brown are on top of their fields right now. So I'm scared that it's going to come out and be trash.
Chris Brown, the king of R&B?
Yes.
Putting the end to the, he is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Well, then what's Drake?
Drake is the king of R&B. Music. That's what he is.
He got two kings of R&B.
No, he's the king of music.
So y'all both on different extremes about you don't want to hit a Gucci yet, and you don't want to hit a Chris Breezy. Chris Breezy and Drake.
Man, listen, check his library when that Aubreezy come out. It's going to be right there.
We got a can of Aubreezy.
This is no lie, though. I promise you this. I've never listened to a Chris Brown album.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow. You need to expand your musical horizons.
I'm just not
horizons.
A Chris Brown fan. Like, I don't like Chris Brown.
What R&B are you listening to now?
Exactly. Daniel Caesar. I like Daniel Caesar. I like her. I like the chick name. I like No Name. I like her.
That's not R&B, but I'm with you, though.
But I think Gucci is smart for this play. Just because.
It's what Gucci do.
Yeah.
It's a layup for him.
Tying his name to these two young kids, it helps him. So I think it's smart for him.
100%.
That shit garbage. Shout out to Chris Brown, though. He got a new deal, and apparently he owns his own masters off of that deal.
Yep.
Shout out to him. Now, I'm not sure if that means all of the records that he came out with previously are owned now, or if he's just referring to the masters leading forward. I believe it's probably the masters leading forward, because in order to own your shit from before, you have to pay a gang of money. So,
well, they probably gave him the one. That's usually how they do the contracts. They'll give you your masters if you resign. I think to alleviate the money part and how much it is that they would have had to give him up front, they gave him he's on all of them or a percentage?
They say he on all of them. That's why I think moving forward, he can't. There's no way they gave him unless the deal was for $0.
Maybe.
Nah, you I never mean, know.
His
smart
I,
business.
I'll take Chris. A $0 deal to get all my masters if I'm Chris Brown. Yeah.
This is true. Sure. All right, next up, man, one of my favorite rappers of all time, Earl Simmons.
Of course.
A.K.A. DMX is wrapping up his little jail sentence. He did a little vacay. He'll be out January 27th.
Will he?
Yes. First order of business is a new album, but that's not important. because next on the agenda for DMX is a biopic. Tell me you're 1,000% on board with this like I am.
Man, I would have hate so bad.
I know.
But
yeah,
I read that Earl book. And it's probably one of the best books, hip-hop based, that I've ever read. Wow. It's about DMX growing up.
Yes, fire.
This nigga's rightfully one of the weirdest people ever in hip-hop. He had his best friend was a dog coming up.
It's a true story. He Boomer.
Robbing R.I.P. people. Boomer. And I would 1,000,000% want to see this. I need Ryan Coogler. What's his name? Ryan Coogler?
Ryan Coogler, the director.
My guy that did Black Panther and did Fruitvale Station.
He not doing this, but that would be nice.
I need him to do that. Okay. Who they already got somebody directing it already?
Nah, they just not spending that money on that budget. They ain't got Black Panther
DMX.
Budget.
Man.
Exactly.
He ought to want to do this, and he might want to do this because it's DMX, and like he might want to do the story some justice. This might be a pride piece for him.
I will say this: X has his life has all the makings of a movie.
Oh my God!
I'm talking about
of a tragedy.
That too of a Shakespearean tragedy. So I am front row day one that this comes out, but I'm afraid that's not going to come out in the theaters though. I don't think it's gonna be no big budget straight out of Compton shit.
It should be. DMX.
Ain't nobody gonna go see it though.
You're crazy.
I mean, people in the culture would see it, but I'm saying it wouldn't cross over to where it'd make any return.
Not in theaters for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
What's they gonna put that on BET? A Lifetime? It's gonna be a Lifetime.
No, first of all, we're absolutely not putting it on
Netflix.
You could Netflix it, or you can do a high budget BET movie, kind of like New Edition or Bobby Brown, because those were actually solid movies. Like, those aren't your granddad's TV movies, right there.
No, we need all explicit language for this.
So that's true.
We can't do BET.
That's true.
Gotta go to Netflix, HBO.
A PG-13 DMX movie on BET, that ain't it.
You gotta have DMX wilding.
I need all that sniffing coke while he's stealing the car.
You mean smoking crack?
Oh, DMX, I want to see his
crack.
Device.
Yeah. That's the only reason I'm going to the movie.
Wow.
I'm here for it.
Wow.
Popcorn.
Again, that is Spike Lee.
That's true.
I'm here.
I will
People
say
know
this.
How I feel about DMX.
It better not be on Lifetime. Lifetime had the Aaliyah movie and Dame Dash was 6'5".
It was trash.
So that do not put that on Lifetime anywhere but there. Netflix is perfect. I agree with you. That's a fact.
A funny story about DMX. Someone from Buffalo, New York told me that he was working at an IHOP in Buffalo.
How long? How recently?
I just heard this probably about a week ago.
Was he a cook?
I don't know.
He's locked up right now, though.
They had the pictures and everything.
And that's probably a nigga that looks just like DMX.
There's probably plenty of niggas look just like DMX in Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
Man.
That's what I'm saying.
Shout out Buffalo, man. I know that. I know my New York people got a kick out of that. That's probably plenty of niggas look just like DMX.
That's a fact.
Is that a compliment?
Take it how they want to.
Buffalo will not be on the road.
Buffalo, that was Spike Lou.
Yeah.
Animal Brown is good up north.
Yeah, yeah. Chance. I got security. I'm going to be security.
All right, man, before we hit this music break, man, Travis Scott had a monster 2018, had a hit album, had some fire shoes drop, major tour. So what does Travis have in store for 2019, you ask? Well, he'll be performing alongside Maroon 5 halftime at the Super Bowl. Now, you know, people still have a little ill will toward the NFL. You may have heard about Kaepernick and his whole situation. So people are looking at Travis with a side eye. I'm asking you, Lou, is it fair or foul to criticize Scott for performing?
It's absolutely foul. I don't think that people can't judge Travis Scott. I mean, first of all, we know what Travis Scott's name, because he didn't even know what was going on with Mike Brown when they asked him about him. So I don't even expect Travis Scott to be in tune enough with the culture to say, I'm not doing a Super Bowl thing because Kaepernick kneeled. Now, Travis Scott is in the camp with the Kardashians. His wife was on, baby mama was on the cover of Forbes for being like one of the youngest girls to a billion. Mm-hmm. We know what they're about over there in the Kardashian camp. And regardless of what people want to think or say, he's a part of it. He going to use this to catapult his name. And I don't think it's fair for people like Jay-Z to call and say, well, you shouldn't do this. Jay-Z's had his opportunity. He's had his chance. Travis Scott had the biggest song in America last year with
Sicko Mode.
Sicko Mode. So if I'm coming off it and I want to continue my name to grow, then yeah, I'm going to go do the Super Bowl, the biggest show in America. And I'm going to be the halftime guest with Maroon 5. I really don't care what people have to say or protest to me about it, because they don't like how the NFL handling business. It's 96% of people, I don't know if that number's right, but the majority of the NFL people that are going out there playing are black.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't mad at them.
Well, they were at one time. They just got over it.
I mean, they ain't stopped watching.
Which is why they will get over Travis Scott doing a halftime show.
And I think he's going to propose to
Kylie
on the halftime show, which is right on brand with everything.
Where the hell did you get that info from? You talked to him last night?
Man, listen. I know some people.
You don't know no damn
body. And what's the name of the spot? Where they live at? Calabasas.
Calabasas.
No one in Calabasas.
Yeah, you don't know damn
person sources. I have some sources in Calabasas. So when y'all see him propose to her at halftime, just remember where you heard it.
All
right. TV podcast.
Look, this is a tough one for me, because on one hand, I get why people are upset at the NFL. I understand that.
I understand that too.
But so I understand why you would feel some type of way about somebody that is accepting the halftime proposal. It looks like they're aligning with the NFL and their values.
Nah.
However, those same people, my timeline is filled with playoff teams right now, with people rooting for their playoff teams on Instagram and Twitter. So I don't know where all the people that are pissed at, because that's all I'm seeing is Cowboy logos and Eagles logos and whoever else is left. I stopped watching because my Packers were eliminated. Yes. I'm boycotting. I'm with Cap
because
right now.
Your Packers
nah,
are
I'm just with
eliminated.
Cap.
Go to asterisk.
I'm with the culture. So I'm not necessarily sure where the outrage is coming from. I will say I thought it was interesting that Meek Mill had tweeted out when the news broke. He had retweeted it and asked why, basically insinuating that Travis Scott is at a level where he doesn't need to do the halftime show. So why would he do this in the first place? He's not at that level?
No.
Wow.
Travis Scott is big, but the Super Bowl is the most watched show in America. I would say 50%.
He's not a household name. Like, exactly. My mama don't know who
Travis
Scott is.
So I would say 50% of the people watching the Super Bowl don't even know who Travis Scott is.
But my mama's not going to go listen to his album after she watches it.
But she's going to know his name, especially after he proposes on the halftime stage.
He gains no fans for doing this.
I ain't saying he gaining fans. I'm saying his name. His name is going to be in a bigger place after he does his Super Bowl performance. And I don't knock him for doing it.
Did Beyonce need the Super Bowl?
No,
she did it?
Hell no.
But see, the
she was bigger than he was.
But the difference is, though, she had an album drop. Was it that same night, I want to say? It served as promo.
Yeah.
He dropped this shit last year. Like, he hasn't had nothing new coming out. He about to go tour that same album again. So it's pointless.
The only thing new is he's branding up. He leveling up in the brand with the Kardashians. This is what they do. Kanye been doing it with these whack ass tweets for the last 2 months. Well, that's how he does it.
If I'm not mistaken, he's not even the main. He's just going to be a guest.
He coming out as a guest.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Cardi B said she wouldn't do it, though.
She don't have to.
Cardi B don't need this.
Yes, she's bigger than Travis Scott. Yes.
Niggas ill.
Cardi B not a bigger star than Travis Scott?
No.
Are you serious?
He finna propose to a billionaire. What are you talking about? Of course not.
His wife is the big star, just like the Jay-Z and Beyonce scenario. Jay-Z is not a bigger star as Beyonce. It's not a big star
globally.
As Beyonce. Globally. Well, in America, nigga, more people like Beyonce than Jay-Z.
Let's not be disrespectful to
the whole. Same thing with Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott.
Let's not be disrespectful
and
to
the whole. And Cardi B is the Beyonce of her relationship.
Stop.
She ain't?
No.
I said of her relationship. Y'all relationship.
Oh, okay.
She has the Cardi B of her.
But she's no longer in a relationship. So.
That's true.
Y'all, they said they were together and they working things out. I just seen it. I follow Cardi B on Instagram.
You saw
I'm
it
a
where?
Cardi fan.
Can you cite your source?
It was on her Instagram. It wasn't my Calabasas source this time, but it was on her Instagram. She said she was She said her and Offset were like working it out. They ain't back together, but they talk every day and they trying to figure it out.
Stay off Shade Room, dude.
I seen this on Cardi's page. Stay off Shade Room. I follow Cardi. Cardi funny, though.
All right, man.
And she a bigger star than Travis Scott.
I think they're about neck.
Man, dude.
She may be hotter.
Travis Scott could walk down the street. I don't even know what dude look like. I swear I don't.
That's because you out of touch.
That means that you prove our point about the Super Bowl. They're going to put him on that screen. They're going to be like, who is this guy?
That's true. They're going to be like, who is this dude with that ugly hair?
Man, all right, man. Let's get to this music break, dude. First song we have on deck. M Extra, who is this? What is this? Who is this Chicago? I hope she's from Chicago. Did I get that right?
We have song 31 by No Name.
Is this her 31st song?
That's a great question.
Okay.
I will follow up.
Got it.
Song 31 by No Name, man. Yeah, let's hear it. Here go. Featuring who?
Folix, I believe. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
No
please.
Name and Folix.
Yeah. Folix.
Folix.
Yeah. Let's check out No Name featuring Folix, man. Song 31. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
All my everything is for you. All my terrible sense of humor and critical interviews. All my pearly gated redemption and casual afternoons. All this money, you know, I'm making like racing against the moon, but I still paying for profit. And I feel profit watching. Everything is for everything. Rhyming with casualty. And no labels is backing me. But my tickets be selling out. And I'm steady raising my feet. It's another hit from the feet. 110 degrees in a desert heat. With a bubble coat to the neck underneath. Rolling up on the beach. Smoking a holy weed. Laughing, baking my homie tea. Hoping joking is all we need. When I sell pain for profit. Now I binge watch Atlanta. No more TV representation from a Kelsey Grammer. Let's go to niggas getting checks to work behind the camera. Somebody raise a manna. Truth be told,
all right, man, we are back. That was No Name, Song 31, and I don't know what in the To Pimp a Butterfly hell was that. Explain yourself, M Extra, please.
Yeah, R. Kelly bag. You was feeling some kind of way about that doc. You had to go find that song.
What was that, bro? Who was that?
She's an up-and-coming artist. I think she's dope. I think a lot of our listeners will enjoy that song.
Where's she from?
Feedback.
I said Chicago 5 times.
I'm talking to him. I just wanted it in his little intro.
Yeah, I believe she's from Chicago.
Okay.
I believe because I found out about her via Chance, so I'm going to take that as the route. I could be wrong.
We're wrong with that. What do you think about that, Lou?
Trash.
See?
And wow. I like the spoken word. Like, I'm To Pimp a Butterfly to me. Yeah, it's what it sounds like to me. Like, spoken word, like fake Floyd Tree-ish.
Fake.
Type. Yeah, you know
I see
mean?
A lot of people still skimming through music in 2019. That song is, if you look at any up and coming, probably hip hop playlist, that song would be there.
That shit was some little cool at best. I'm good on the spoken word flow. It just doesn't sound, I can't ride it. I can't do nothing with it. I can't get jiggy with it.
Yeah, that's my main question.
You can get jiggy with everything you like?
Yes.
Where you listening to that at? That's the barefoot
it's
clean the house. That's
it's
a clean
vibe,
the house music.
Yeah.
That's,
it's Saturday a morning, vibe. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to No
that
Name.
That answers a lot, all of my questions. It's a vibe.
Shout out to No Name. Listeners, y'all let us know what y'all think of No Name. I'm good on that, though. I'm going to keep it a buck.
We'll keep it coming. Check out Spotlight Saturday. We got it. I'm going to keep it coming. Unlike my co-host over here.
We looking forward to you getting better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Give us your feedback.
Please.
Yeah, go to the Rap Chat, man. Let us know what you thought about the song M Extra added. Make sure to add him.
Yes.
And not the show. Thank you.
M Extra 3 on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's get to these predictions. Now it's 2019. We like to do this around this time. We each have three, not necessarily, I wouldn't say bold predictions, just regular predictions.
Stuff that we think will occur in 2019.
I remember last year, I said that Young M.A. was going to blow up last year.
Mm. How that feel?
I was wrong. Every, you know, it happens. Mm. These right here, though, what I got on deck, these three predictions, well, I guarantee they're going to happen. All three.
You must have sent me the wrong ones, then.
Shit.
I don't think we reading the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
What? Can I kick mine off, then?
Feel free.
All right, man. First things first, Drake, my guy. Do you know he has put out an album or two a year since 2015?
I did not.
So 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. That's a mean run. In that time, Kendrick has put out, what, two?
Mm-mm.
All right, maybe three.
Classics. All three classics, though.
What I'm saying is
please
that
clarify.
Drake needs to take a break. He had a major MVP season last year.
I thought Scorpion was his break.
No, that was a double diss. That ain't no damn break.
That was his break right there.
That was a double diss, not to mention the features that he had. So coming off an MVP season, he wrapped up a lot of his – he even squashed some beef. He was in the news a lot, and I don't think he wants to get his name too much out there because it's gonna dilute his stardom, kind of like it did with Wayne when he did 77 songs in 1 year. Mm-hmm. Like, we see where he's at now. He's wearing furry boots at the halftime show of the college game the other night. We don't want Drake with we don't want Drake with furry boots on. So to stop him,
Drake can't dress.
He already wore furry boots.
He already can't dress. But so we don't want it to go downhill from there. Yeah. So my point is, he needs to sit this year out. Now I will say this. It's 2019. His classic mixtape, So Far Gone, came out in 2009. So, and then if you combine that with the tweets that Kanye showed of him asking for clearance on one of his songs that was on So Far Gone, that lets me know he's planning some type of either reunion show or maybe he's going to repackage it, maybe remaster it. That needs to be the one thing he does this year. He needs to do a show in Houston, Atlanta, and Vegas. One night only in each of those cities and redo the same way Snowman did with his TM. What was
the
TM?
The TM 101.
He needs to do that for So Far Gone. He needs to fall back. Do not do that all breezy shit. Fall back. Hop on a feature or two, but lay low in 2019. I think Drake takes the year off this year.
Unfortunately for me, fortunately for you, Drake is an attention-starved person, and he's not going to take the year off coming off his hottest year, in my opinion. Like, this is probably the biggest that he has been, and I think Drake is one of those people who loves the spotlight, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. That's why he got in this business.
Right.
And it doesn't line up with the whole Kanye beef diss thing that they've planned out for everyone to enjoy for this year.
So you think they're going – because they were supposed to drop a collab album.
They gonna drop a beef songs.
Man, fuck
the
no.
Kanye diss needs to come out. That's what I want to hear from Drake. Then capitalize off crushing Kanye this year. That's what I want.
We're going to get the 10-year anniversary of So Far Gone, and that's it. I stamp it. I bet Drake don't drop an album this year.
Nah, but to be realistic, I do.
I bet.
I think he drops an album this year just because I think that he wants to keep that streak going. Drake is a student of the game, and one of the things that made Jay-Z what Jay-Z is the six straight summers.
Yeah.
I've been killing y'all and this and that. I think that's what he's going to try to do. He may hit the okey-doke like he ain't going to do anything and not put a lot around the album and then hit us with the Beyonce or something like that. Scorpion had a long rollout, it was affected by Pusha T. I think that he's going to want to do something different this year and kind of solidify his number one spot in R&B.
Great point.
And R&B.
Fuck
out of here.
Slight shot from getting Spike Lee, ladies and gentlemen. No, I agree. He's too much of an attention whore for this. There's no way that he takes 2019 off. Not to mention, a lot of things are happening in 2019 in rap.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, Ross is going to finally put out an album.
What they got to do with Drake, though? They're not on the same wavelength.
But let me, I'm going to bring it full circle. That's what I'm saying. So Ross coming out. We know Cole coming again. We know a lot of big acts. So Drake doesn't want to be left out of that. And he can't help himself. He has FOMO. It's a fear of missing out. He can't.
I agree with that.
You know, it's no way. I don't believe. And man, I like your point about the anniversary, and that's going to take it to another. He likes to do everything big.
Exactly.
So it's going to take it to another.
And I'll be there. Wherever that show is at, I will be there.
Front and center.
Oh, I go to the successful reunion show 100%.
I need that.
Shout out to Trey Songz, too.
Man. Oh, yeah, tough.
No. So Far Gone reunion show, I'm there.
Yeah, I'm there. I go to the Vegas show.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't miss that.
$1,000 ticket for the Vegas show.
Yeah, I can respect that, man. What's your whack-ass prediction?
My first brilliant prediction of the year. The Joe Budden Effect will be in full array this year. You will see a major act or semi-major act retire and try to do their own like separate thing from rap and get out of the rap game. Some of the names that I'm thinking about in this is maybe The Game.
Mm.
The other name that I'm thinking about in this is maybe Wale.
Okay.
He's kind of hinted at it a little bit. And a sleeper pick here.
Who that?
Y'all just mentioned him talking about his album. I've been saying it was over for 2 years. Ricky Rose.
Stop. He not doing that.
He may get out of the game and try to do his boss CEO stuff and revamp MMG and focus less on rap and more on being an executive, because I think that's a role that he wants to go. And he ain't been able to hit on anything lately. The green Gucci suit coming out, I feel like he wanted to drop Port of Miami. He just couldn't get the steam rolling for it like he wanted to. So one of those people, somebody will retire, do the whole Joe Budden thing, stop rapping. We know they still can rap, and we'll want to hear from them, and they'll comment, be heavily seen in the culture, but not rapping. It'll happen.
You named two people who did actually hint at their retirements. The Game said this next album will be his last.
Okay.
And Wale has been talking about retiring what seems like maybe a year or two, and he just looked like his mind ain't in it anyway.
People say I hate on Wale. Like, Wale's a great artist, and I 100% believe that he can make good music. Yeah. With that being said, I'm much more of a fan of Wale outside of the booth. Like, I like his media stuff that he does. He funny when he does the wrestling stuff. Like, I just think that Wale is a good personality, and it takes away from it when he raps, because all he's worried about is people saying that he's as cold as Drake or he's cold as J. Cole. He get too much in his head worried about shit like that, and that takes away from his personality, in which I think he would be great at doing something else. He need to go host Everyday Struggle.
Wow. You talk about hot takes.
I still wouldn't watch.
Wale is not retired.
I'm back. If they bring Wale on to do Everyday Struggle, I'm back. Because he going to say some shit that everybody else wouldn't say and not care.
Wale dropped two bangers before the year was over. You probably missed
Wale can rap. Like, people think that my takes on Wale consist of me thinking that he can't rap. He can rap. Wale can rap his ass off. He's probably one of the best rappers in the game. It's just that no one cares because he bitched too
much.
You
just said his rap takes away from
it. It does, because look, the reason why I say it takes away, because he's concerned with how people receive it too much. Like you said, he dropped two bangers out. That's cool. He still is. Still the same thing. Like, I see him on Twitter now bitching about these two songs that he put out. Nobody ain't gonna say anything about the heat I dropped.
He didn't even say that.
Point to
that
tweet. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing about the heat you dropped.
He did not say that. Point to that tweet.
I ain't got it.
Cite your sources.
He deleted it.
I say this: the Joe Budden effect. That's a real thing. People actually. You could argue that's the Nori effect, though. You could argue that.
That's a good one.
Just to be honest, but
Nori's still trying to rap though.
That's a good point.
Nori took that and then came out with the whack ass whatever single that was after Drink Champs was popping, trying to ride that Drink Champs wave. Joe out of there.
That's true. That's a good point. And Joe's doing multiple platforms and not just his podcast. I will say this: you are seeing other rappers dibbling, dabbling the media side of things. We saw Fat Joe with his podcast. We saw Joey Badass that had one. Of course, we seen Queen Radio. Nicki Minaj was testing her 1-2 thing out.
Slim Thug had one.
That's true. So, but again, I think that's more of a testament to podcasts being trendy. Yep. And not necessarily people thinking that they can take on full-time gigs as media personalities, even though Remy Ma is on State of the Culture. So people are trying and they're tapping their foot in the water to see if it's cold, but I just don't know if The Game or Wale have what it really takes to do what Joe Budden is doing, because he's cultivating a lot of that too when he's not stealing shit.
Yeah, I don't see Wale doing
that. I think Wale is as creative enough to do that. And another name as far as retiring, but I don't know if they're going to be able to crossover would be Jeezy. I think Jeezy gonna be out of there.
Yeah, he said that too. You're naming all that. People who have announced that their next album is
their
last.
Yeah, that was the reason why I said that. I just saying, okay. I'm just saying I know he gonna be out of there. I'm saying those two I think will transfer over to do something else, game and Wale.
Jeezy's done already though, right? He's not putting
it on. No, 104. TM 104 is the next one.
That's right.
No, yeah.
I don't even need that. I'm Snowman to the bone as far as a fan. I don't need that 104 at all. He could have stopped at church in the streets, really. All
right. Let me tell you what
What's
you do
next
need.
One? What's your next one?
My next prediction. Now, not everything that was dope back in the day needs to be brought back, okay? A lot of people want to bring back Rap City, Where's 106, they brought back TRL. All of those things had their moment in time, but we don't need those to be brought back. Mm. But every once in a while, you'll run up on something that was throwback that comes a time where it needs to be retro.
Okay.
I strongly feel DJ Drama needs to bring back Gangsta Grill mixtapes to the forefront. Mm. I'm going to tell you why. We listened to that JID album. Check out 12 Days of Christmas. Well, shout out me and my homie M Extra. We reviewed that.
Yes, sir.
Go listen to that. One of the best elements of that project was DJ Drama's drops, the Gangsta Grill drops. This is what he needs to do, and I need Drama to watch this and listen.
Okay.
He needs to go through his Rolodex, scroll through that iPhone X you got, and pick out the 5 or 6 biggest names you have and let them know you're trying to come back with a vengeance. And I mean real Gangsta Grills mixtapes, mixing it up with a little bit of the original, a little bit of the fire Jack beats. Not a lot of people Jack beats anymore. So you can pick out some of these big banging hits that, you know, were out last year,
right,
that people haven't ran to the ground, and have big dogs like, remember J. Cole announced he had a mixtape coming?
I was just about to say, give me about 3 names you want to see that happened with
J. Cole, because he said he had a mixtape coming and he needs to let DJ Drama coach that. That'll be fire.
Yeah.
Kendrick needs one. I'm talking about big dog names.
J. Cole got a Gangsta Grills? Do he got?
Nah.
No.
Okay.
No. That's what Kendrick needs one, because that'll give him the freedom to kind of play around and do what he wants. Kind of similar how Jay did American Gangster when he had changed his image, but he used American Gangster as an excuse to kind of do some street shit. Kendrick won't have to put a super cohesive, heavy themed album together. He could just get on there, play around a little bit, give him 10 tracks, maybe 2 or 3 skits or whatnot, and that'll be let him coach him. And let Drama do what he do, and that should be fired. Get some youngsters on there. Get a youngster like get Uzi on there. Get Uzi. Let Uzi have one. He's been out of the loop for a minute. He's due. You know, they plugged in. Get somebody. Get a fire R&B person to do one. Like, I need Drama to come heavy. Sick pause. 6 or 7 Gangsta Grills this year. Man. Once every about 8 weeks, and run the year. That should be fire, dude. Yeah, well, once every about 8 weeks. 7, 8 weeks.
Some big
I think
artists.
That'll be dope.
Some big
From
artists.
Huge artists, though. I just think that'll be a moment in time. You got a lot of stuff that you got to try to top in 2018. 2017 and 2018 have been great years for hip-hop. I think this right here it's a time capsule for 2019. Drama will be mentioned at the end of the year if he did something major like this.
So you think they should include it in the rollout of the album? Like, you know how when Tip did a Down with the King and came out with
that'll be dope
Urban
too.
Legend?
Okay, that goes to my point that I was gonna make. I don't think it's a bad idea for Drama, but I don't feel like that there's too many artists that would cooperate, because then they needed him more so than he needed them to get their name back popping. So it was easy to get a Wayne because he need buzz for his album. Who'd you just say?
Right.
Who'd you just say?
I said,
no, he was giving an example.
Down with the King before his album.
Before Urban Legend, yeah.
I feel like now people, especially with the streaming, like they can get their content out there so quickly, and you got 2 Chainz drop 3, 4 track
EPs.
People do that throughout the year, so I feel like that they think that they don't need the DJ as much. But I would like to hear, I agree with you, the big rappers on the Jack beats. Like, I miss
that. That's what I'm saying.
I miss hearing, like, Wayne tear down, like, the hottest beat in the game. I miss hearing several people on the same
big
beat,
Sean.
Like, Fab killing it. I miss that. So I feel like if he couldn't get it done every week, like you're saying, if he was to drop a mixtape and he just got the hottest beats on there and he got the people jacking the beats and make it one project, DJ Drama do the Gangsta Grills and he get all the big names. Because I feel like the people are more likely to give you a song. You know what I'm saying?
Instead of a whole project.
Yeah, if he called Kendrick and be like, hey, this is what I'm doing, and hit him with the idea, what you said, I'm doing a Gangsta Grills album, it's all Jack beats, I just want you to send me the 16, here go the beat I want you to use. Kind of do the DJ Khaled thing, own the Jack beats for it, I think that'll be a hard resurgence for Drama, and then he could do that for the rollout for his album. and so come out with the original.
So you guys weren't already beat. Y'all weren't just to do it in Jack and the Beat.
I did a mixture.
He said mix, but I would prefer like all Jay. Like, I would prefer a variety of like a compilation. Okay. I would prefer a variety of different artists on one like album. One project and different Jack beats.
Nah. And he need to go up north and grab Conway. And then he do the Gangsta Grills. But I'm saying a whole tape, though.
Like, I need to hear that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's several people. Like, I just think it'll be dope, man. And he'll run the year with that.
But think about that. Now, you're saying a whole tape. Think about how hype you would be if DJ Drama got a track list. That mug got Cole on there. He got Kendrick. It got Griselda on there.
It'll be lit.
This nigga got, like, goddamn the Black Hippie versus you been wanting on a Jack beat. Like, that would be hard.
Picture that Black Hippie Gangsta Grills.
See what I'm saying? It would be fire for something like that too. For that, something that we never have a possibility of getting an album.
Maybe
for
the Cole and Kendrick collab.
And that'll be dope.
Drama. Hit my line, dude.
Shout out listening? To DJ Drama, man.
That should be fire, man. What's your next whack prediction?
My next truthful prediction. Y'all brace yourselves. Big Sean.
That's my guy.
He will separate himself from the pack this year. He took a year off.
He was low.
I feel like he was in the gym. He was shooting in the gym. I feel like Big Sean going to come out with a vengeance.
He's in that relationship.
Yeah, he out of there now.
Yeah, he out of there.
Yeah, I know. That's what
a couple I'm people been taking some sneak little shots to Sean. Kendrick had his little shots in there, I feel like. Some more people. Then Drake had some little shots. I feel like it was some little slick little shit in there. I feel like this year, Big Sean is going to come and solidify himself as one of the elite rappers in the game. He going to drop out a fire album as he's been with Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Whoa, that's Kendrick. I mean, that's Kanye.
What's the name? Dark Paradise.
Dark Sky Paradise is the name of the album that you're thinking about.
He going to drop another dope-ass album like that to continue on that trend. I think this is going to be a monster year for Big Sean as to where he becomes more of a household name. People start to mention him more. I think he's going to have a variety of hits like he did when Ass came out that year. Right. I think that Big Sean going to re-solidify himself as top of the game this year.
You know what's funny? I think he tried to do that in 2017, when he dropped two projects. He dropped the I Decided at the top of the year, and then he dropped the joint with Metro Boomin.
I think he bored.
He thought he was going to be able to carry that I Decided through the year and then end the year on a bang with that mixtape, and it didn't quite happen like that. So he took 2018 off. You really only heard him on that YG record. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much it. Big Sean is super cold.
Yes.
And time flies. A lot of people didn't realize he wasn't out here like that. Yeah. Like, that's why you can take a year off.
Shit came out.
Sure, you can't. Music's crazy.
It's saturated crazy. So, you know what? I can see that. I don't know if it will take him to the A-list level. Will people mention him with Cole and Drake and Kendrick? I'm not sure. Man, you could argue they should already do that. He needs to have another, like, the I Decided and the Dark Sky Paradise were critically acclaimed and people fuck with both of them. He needs to take his album game up just a notch to make sure it's undeniable when people hear that he deserves to be in that spot. Because you have to do it over a stretch of time. These people that we're naming have put out quality projects over a stretch of time and not just hit once.
Right.
And then fell off. You know what I'm saying? So he has to do that. But if anybody can do it, it's Kanye behind him producing.
Fucking God. That was the whole caveat to it.
Go yay.
Separate yourself from Kanye West.
Shit.
Then, that's probably another reason why he took this year off as well. All the shit that his boss had going on, I don't want nothing to do with any of that. Keep me 10 miles away from it. That may have been a reason.
His boss produced the best album in 2018. Best
rap album. Daytona?
Best rap album in 2018.
That, he didn't produce Nipsey?
I clearly said Daytona.
You said best rap album.
Yeah, Daytona.
All right, man. My third and final prediction that will inevitably happen. I've got an artist who I think is going to take off this year. They buzzed a little bit in 2018, but I think 2019 is going to push them into higher levels. We got to go to the West Coast. We're going to Compton. I think Roddy Ricch is next. I think he's next up.
What do you mean by next? Because he was busy.
No. He had a cool year last year. Very cool. That was the first time a lot of people had heard of him.
XXL freshman cover this year?
All of that. I'm saying what Lil Baby did last year.
Oh, hell no.
That's what's going to happen for Roddy Ricch in 2019. He dropped the Feed the Streets 2 project last year. Had a couple tracks bubbling on that Down For Real and that Die Young. Both went up. But I'm telling you, he's going to have an undeniable hit where somebody like my gal now knows who Roddy Ricch is. It's one of those situations. Like, we know him in the culture because we following this super heavy. But it's going to cross over to the heavy, like, radio. He's going to have a banger. And he's going to cross over similar to how Lil Baby and Gunna did last year. I'm telling you right now, Meek got him one with Roddy Ricch. I'm telling you. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not necessarily saying
you ain't co-signing.
Yeah, I'm not co-signing. Like, it's my personal preference. I just see what the youth is rocking with, and the youth has always ran hip hop and called what's next. And I think they're already on there, Roddy Ricch now, and we're gonna see the residuals of that 2019.
You missed.
You might sleep on Meek Eye though, because he had Lil Snoop. Lil Snoop was hard.
Lil Snoop was hard.
So like Meek Slick 2 for 2 with his artists though. He taking his time and finding them.
The streets like Roddy for sure.
The Roddy Ricch gonna be cool. Heavy.
He ain't gonna be a little baby though. I'm gonna tell you, he gonna be a little baby this year.
Roddy Ricch.
Respect my crippin', cuz.
Nah, hell no.
Blueface.
Nah.
Blueface is going to be the new little baby this year. Make sure you remember that. Run this back next year. When you see Blueface everywhere in 2019, he going to be the nigga that little baby was last year.
His style is too unique.
That's why people going to fuck with him. People look for, okay, the same thing with little baby. His style was, what is that? We don't really know, because it was street. It was kind of sangy. It ain't really what the auto-tune guys do, but it is.
That's everybody.
This Blueface. Blueface all off beat. We don't know. He funny. He gangster. He cripping. Like, people trying to figure out what's going on with him. Is the shit he talking about real? Is he really cripping like that? Blueface finna be the nigga like what you're saying Roddy Ricch is this year.
I don't know. I think his style is just too hard to swallow, Paul. A lot of people can't ride to that. You know
Jesus
what I'm saying?
Christ.
Like, they just can't. They can't. It's an acquired taste. It's like kind of like E-40. It's why E-40 never blew all the way up.
But I'm going to tell you, E-40 didn't have the benefit of, well, yes, he did. He did songs with Hot Boys and shit.
See what I'm saying?
Blueface gonna do some songs with like big people this year, and then people gonna start fucking with him. Just like Lil Baby, just like the Migos. It's gonna be a similar ascension. I'm telling you, Blueface is gonna be the same person that those people were when they blew up. I don't know if it's gonna be a Drake feature or something of that nature. Kendrick might get on a song, Nipsey, something like that, but Blueface gonna take that same route.
You gotta sustain it though, just cause somebody get on the song. See, that's the difference between.
Oh, I think he is gonna be. I mean, he put out catchy shit, and people like that little bounce shit.
Yeah, not enough people though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yet. Yet.
What is your last and final prediction that will never happen?
This one is already starting to take effect. It will continue to take effect. Tekashi 6ix9ine, locked up.
Yeah.
World came crashing down on him. For a minute there, I feel like the youngsters felt that they could do what he was doing and there'd be no repercussions from any of it. I feel like that this year you're going to see people on their IGs, people on their Twitters, they're going to be a lot more guarded than they were when he was wilding. I think that the effect is going to start to kick in already as to what people understand, that there are consequences to this internet shit. I think the people are going to start to look at it. You ain't going to see as much wilding. You ain't going to see as much of the stuff, the bonk gang stuff. You're not going to see as much of that stuff in 2019, because I think the people are really going to take a heed to what happened to 6ix9ine, how the trolling and shit affected him, how he got under Rico laws facing 25 to life right now. I think that that's going to be a heavy hitter to the youth, similar to like when Pac and the stuff happened around that time when we were coming up, and how we looked at it and how it changed kind of our perspective a little bit on the violence and stuff in hip-hop.
Right.
I think the same thing will happen with trolling in 6ix9ine. I think that it will take a step back because of where he is.
Nah, I disagree, because I think people saw where it took him, and everybody thinks that it won't be me.
Jail. It took him to the feds.
Nah,
the trolling. Nobody trying to. That's what got him.
It took him to Billboard.
Yeah.
That's where it took him. And people will feel like they can do that and not necessarily be street or not be around street guys. So what it's going to do is it's going to take the people who aren't street. They're gonna pretend to be street and that like a Slim Jesus or somebody like that. They're gonna go that route, and they're gonna think, since I don't really have street guys around me, that I'm safe. And I'm telling you.
So you think they're just gonna put on a full act?
Yes, in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm not even necessarily saying it was on a street tip. You can troll in other ways. Smoke Perk trolled Russ and got his ass whooped, but he not on no street shit. He just trolled him, talked about his sister or whatnot. So that, I'm saying that will continue as long as people will retweet the wildest shit, as long as people will like and comment on the craziest left field videos. That will never end, bro. That's only going to be magnum. That's only going up from here. I hate to break that to you.
See, the reason that I disagree with you, and you say that they're going to be less street and trying to act street, I think that's exactly what 6ix9ine did. And you can't keep the wolves at bay forever. Like, you can sit on the internet and act like you're a gangster and a thug, but at some point in time, you're going to have to go to a show. At some point in time, you're going to have to go to a outing or anything like that, and you're going to need people with you who can defend you. That's how you get tied up in those cliques. That's how you get tied up with the Treyways, and that's how you get tied up with the GS9s. That's how you get tied up in there. You may just be a rapper, but you talking tough shit. Now you talking tough shit and you got a show in Alabama, you need 45 niggas with you. And amongst them 45, you're going to get a relationship with one. Oh, let me be your manager, bro. He got the bag. Oh, okay, cool. You can be my manager. I got 1,000 for you. Y'all go to the mall. Y'all form a relationship. And that's how it goes all downhill. I understand what you're saying as far as kids thinking that I can do it this way and say, hey, I ain't got to go do that. But eventually, you got to leave out of the internet. You're going to have to get off the internet at some point. And I think people are going to realize that in 2019.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. He was not indicted for trolling. He actually broke real laws.
But so to my point, to my point that I just said, though, he was indicted for being around the people that he needed to protect him from trolling.
Right. So it's a different way of trolling. I mean, you don't have to get on and say, I'm blood to death and do all this. You can troll. I mean, white boys been pranking people on the internet, going to the project, trolling.
That ain't going to gather our attention in hip-hop, though.
No, like, I'm saying, but
people are going to understand that, like, the trolling stuff of that nature, what he was doing, if you're not about it, if you ain't willing to do what 6ix9ine did, then you're not going to do it.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll land you in jail. It might get you beat up. I don't think it's gonna land.
Ain't nobody
jail.
Trying to take them ass whoopings, man.
They'll take ass whoopings.
These kids are crazy,
money.
Man. They do a lot. You'd be surprised. I think it made it, like, to his point, made trolling bigger. It's only gonna get worse.
Exactly. They'll be the copycatters, bro. That's what happens. What happens when people go on killing sprees and stuff, man? The person gets caught and gets sent to jail, they get the death penalty, and then a copycat person pop up and do the same shit.
Boom.
That's how it's going to what, man? That's how people do. They just want to be famous, dude. They don't think about that shit you're talking about. You're speaking from a grown, washed person,
washed.
Dude, who's seen it all. They just want to be famous. They don't care, bro.
I'm speaking from, I think that now more so than ever, people, especially people that are trying to be famous, they smarten up on a daily basis. They know the algorithms. Like, man, I just seen somebody that was tweeting, one of Chris Brown fans, telling all of Chris Brown stans what they needed to do to make his song go number one. Don't download the song until Friday. Don't download it on Thursday. Like, all of these things. I feel like that the culture is in a place now where they try to figure out stuff like that to be famous. 6ix9ine got to the highest level of that last year. I just feel like that there's going to be another approach. I ain't saying that people going to stop trying to be famous. I just don't think that they're going to get there by trolling or try to get there by trolling this year. They're going to take another approach to it.
All right, fair enough.
Interesting take.
Yeah, man. Let us know, man, on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter at On Deck TV Podcast. What are your three big predictions for 2019? Is there anybody specific that you see maybe blowing up this year other than Roddy Ricch? Because that's going to happen because I called it.
Blueface.
Now, let's go to this song break, man. We have a user-submitted song break. Of course, if you want your song played and critiqued by us, ondecktv@gmail.com is the email. This one comes from Jacksonville, Florida, man. We are playing Intricate the Almighty. All right, he's got a song called Underdogs 85.
Name?
Yes.
Intricate Duval, stand up.
Jacksonville, man. Underdogs Duval. 85 is here.
The crowd cheers, but the homies are joyless. People we used to call friends changing on us. We ain't even pop yet. Kind of feeling make you think you got next, but a disappointment. Yeah. I couldn't get two birds, but what you heard. Ain't no VS. Flip it one verse and you got served. I do my own bid and you land. I put my chips in. So in a few years, tell me how you living. Said you about to blow, but all I see is smoke. Did it sink in because you hit me like you need a boat. Meanwhile, my people crying until the eyes are tearless, texting their dears like the end is nearest, needing clearance. If you hear this, am I sincerest? Hope I speared your spirit. Y'all do it for peers and peers, y'all doing it for appearance. What does it take to be everything you thought about? Action when you call it out, or else you just talk. If they don't hate you, then you're not a threat. You plain, but I'm a jet. They red tails by how I lost them. Working past exhaustion, working till the sun up, and I am still looking for life like it's a one up. It ain't about where it's at, it's where you should be. You talking like you the man that you could be. Look, I've been through it, I've been under, I've been on top it. I've been seeing the blind moving, how I just robbed them. I've been played and I've been benched like there's nothing in me. I'm still standing, I'm still here, and I'm still marching. Almighty I be, you cannot find me. I'm writing through the darkness inside me. Don't take me lightly, I'm trying to incite me, but I've been fighting my way to the spark, igniting a generation. Look to the skies and see that we up.
All right, man, that was Intricate the Almighty, Underdogs 85. M-Extra, you the music expert. How you feel about it?
It's a dope record. You can definitely spit, but Intricate, listen, man, we're going to have to change the name. We got to do it, man. Intricate Almighty is, are you part of the Wu-Tang Clan?
It's throwback.
That's rough right there.
Yeah, we're going to just shorten it. The song is dope. You dope. Yeah. Just, we just got to shorten the name. Just come on. We just got to shorten
it. What do you think?
What you think? I thought the song was hard. Like, it was high quality. Like, the production was crisp. Mix was good. It sounded like he slick might already be on. Like, like he did that in a real studio.
Right, right. I feel like that was a dope record as well. We'll be hearing from him if he changes his name.
Yeah.
Okay. Change his name to, what is it, I-69 or Intricate All?
I-69.
What is it? I-T-A.
I-T-A, anything. Like, it. Just shorten it up, man. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, sure. You can change anything. It can be intro or something. Up, hey, let's keep what you
Young entry.
We're trying to make you marketable. This young is entry. Constructive criticism.
That's true. Hey, marketing is key though.
Have a marketing meeting with the team about your name and you're ready to go.
But nah, that was a dope song though. Shout out Intricate, man.
Keep it up.
All right, man, let's get to an On Deck of the Week before we get out of here. And this comes to a repeat On Deck of the Week just because he just posted a monster post on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Shout out Bakari Smith, On Decker of the Week. He said Savage Life is back on Apple Music.
Oh. He definitely gets On Decker of the Week for that, and Apple is the company of the week. Need that. It's about time. Why are albums excluded off streaming services?
It's got to be something about licensing, who owns it, who owns the rights to it, because all the old Cash Money shit not on there.
Did you see what popped up on Tidal?
The Dame Dash?
The Dame Dash and that First State Property. It wasn't on there.
Really?
Yes.
That First State Property, bang.
Man, I listened to that the day. I just happened to be browsing and it was under new albums. I was like, what is this? Yep. And it was that First State Property. I listened to it that day. That shit is fire.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. Well, at least we're seeing more and more of the older joints come out for us watch.
State Property 2.
That ain't on there?
No, State Property 2 definitely not on. It got like 3 songs. The rest of them like stupid. Blanked out. Yeah. Also, we need that BG Chopper City in the Ghetto.
That's bad.
On there. And some more stuff that I can think of right now.
Some of that no limit shit, too.
Definitely.
And if you're really fans, you can just go purchase them.
Nah.
So, what, you going to buy the CD?
No, you can purchase the real music from the store.
Vinyl sales were up this year.
Yeah, it's still on the iTunes store. You can purchase it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't believe that.
Damn. Okay.
Ain't no way.
We just learned something new.
I seen them on Amazon for like $50 for a CD.
Yeah.
The Chopper City in the Ghetto was at least $45.
Oh, I don't know about that particular album. Okay. I'm just saying a lot of old.
Gotcha.
All right, man. Before we get out of here, man, M-Extra, you got some new music for us?
Man, it's the beginning of the year.
Slow.
So
first quarter, slow.
It's slow out here. Future's coming up soon.
Okay.
He has a new single out.
Crushed Up. Did you like his single?
I believe. It's not what I expected for him to come out at his lead single for a new album. It is... it sounds like a throwaway track to me.
Yeah.
Is it over Future Hendrix?
No. It's definitely not over.
No, Future. Just one bad song, relax.
I've been a man.
Yeah. No, Future is strong. The Future Hive is live and well.
Okay.
What else we got, man? What we miss over the break?
Over the break, I was kind of reluctant to listen to this album.
Oh, man.
But I love this artist, so I had to be. And the reason for my reluctance is because the album is 40 songs long.
Dream.
Dream put out an album, and it's great.
I'm going to miss that.
It's a triple album.
Yeah, it's three.
What's wrong with him and Chris Brown, man?
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you're a Dream fan, you will love this album.
I have a critique real quick before we get out of here. If I was Dream and I had 40 good songs in the can, I would have dropped 4 10 track EPs, one each quarter for 2019, and just rode that R&B is back wave that's been kind of bubbling the last year or two. Rode that all year through 2019 off the backs of LMA and everybody else who's kind of brought that to the forefront. Instead of dropping 40 songs at once at the end of the year, which no one will remember after New Year's Day.
Speak for
that
yourself.
That was silly. 40 songs. Well, we ain't got time. I ain't got that much in me, dude.
Well, that's what I thought.
Nobody trying to hear that much R&B.
I ain't got that
R&B,
much baby making in me to listen to 40 damn
who
songs.
Who the fuck listening to that much R&B?
That's what I thought, but the album is fire. And another album that dropped over the break, as we know, is 21 Savage. He put out a great project.
Two for two.
Yeah, 21 did his thing.
Issa and I Am I Was both banging.
Yes.
They're okay.
Shout out to Cole. He killed it.
He murdered
it. Oh, my God.
He continues his killing spree.
That song is amazing.
All right, man. Lou, what you got on deck for the weekend?
You just going to hate on 21 Savage like that? You going to give us nothing?
Yeah, I kept it moving on 21 Savage.
Wow.
21 Savage. It's Animal Brown people.
That's we nasty. That is nasty. And he owned all his masters.
Yeah, shout out to 21.
Nah, that's dope.
I have no idea. What is this weekend, man? I'm still trying to get evaluated for the week. Well, excuse me, get evaluations and everything ready for the new year. So I'm not sure what I have up this weekend. Do you have anything planned any nerd shit? New Marvel movies?
Nah, Captain Marvel comes out in March, and I'm already there. I already got my ticket.
You've been talking about that.
Already like have your tickets.
Already got my ticket.
Wow. You've been talking about that like it come out tomorrow. Nah. I thought the shit came out this weekend.
Nope, I am low key this weekend. I'm not doing shit. I'm
biggest
in the
football game in the this century comes on this weekend. It's Rams Cowboys. It will break all type of records. Make sure y'all tune in. What? Them boys is back.
Yeah. And make sure you got something on deck for the weekend. So
I actually have
just sorry ass Eagles lose.
Fly, Eagles, fly. And we're going to take it a week at a time. We love
y'all
being the underdogs.
Take it a week at a time.
We love being the underdogs, you know. But I actually have some breaking news for a release date.
Okay.
We just talked about Future the Wizard. His project will be out January 18th.
The name of the project is The Wizard?
The Wizard.
They got the Wizard of Oz color on though.
That'd be killing. Purple and orange.
You gotta have a yellow brick road and him like look.
No, that would be stupid.
That'd be hard.
So, that's
Wizard? That would be stupid, but naming your album The Wizard.
Well, that's one of his nicknames. If you're a Future fan, you know that.
I'm not a Future fan. So definitely. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But for my weekends, it's low key, man. You know, definitely getting these Eagles. Got my mug right in the freezer ready for that.
Be sad this weekend, buddy.
You know.
All right, man. Both of y'all teams will lose, and I'll be so glad y'all can stop talking about that shit. Yeah,
we'll revisit this next week.
Y'all hired a new coach?
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't watch football. Cap.
I don't watch football.
I'm standing with Cap. All right, man. We are out. On Deck TV, podcast, Instagram, Twitter. Hit us up on iTunes as well. We made it to 100 comments.
Appreciate that 100th review. Also, go to the Rap Chat on Facebook. Follow the episode. Drop everything that you feel like you could have said or would have said. Or if you want to join in the conversation, we're looking to reply and get with you.
All right, man. We are out.
We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.